A couple program notes. You can look for us at Contemporary Craft in the Strip District today between noon and three. It's the opening of Enough Violence, Artists Speak Out. SLB will have its microphones there interviewing community members and artists about creative solutions for ending violence. There are 14 contemporary international artists with work exhibited there, and it opens today. Work in ceramics, metal, fiber, and mixed media. A drum circle today at noon, artist dialogues from 1 to 3. Interplay will perform and will be there to record community members and artists talking about ways to end violence. Additionally, this coming Thursday, you may well know if you are a volunteer for nonprofits or if you interact in another way with any Southwestern Pennsylvania nonprofit. It's Pittsburgh Day of Giving. And for 24 hours starting at midnight on Thursday, October 3rd, donations made through the PittsburghGives.org portal will be matched by a pool of $750,000 from the Pittsburgh Foundation. This is a great day to support any nonprofit whose work you admire and care about. SLB is one of those nonprofits, but there are over 600 others, and I hope if you care about the work done here locally, you'll stop by that website on Thursday and make your money go a little bit further. In fact, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is one such organization, and the best demonstration of their work is about to be provided to you right now as we welcome John Philip Yonan. And Jamar, I'm going to start with you. Good morning. You are on the radio at this very moment. How are you?
Good.
It's nice to hear your voice. How old are you?
9.
And where do you go to school?
Sunnyside.
I love Sunnyside. I've been to Sunnyside Elementary School?
Yep.
In Pittsburgh Public Schools. What grade are you in?
4th.
And what kinds of things do you like to do?
Gym, art, and music.
Music. Tell me what you do in music. Do you play an instrument or do you like to sing?
I play. We don't really do anything yet.
Not yet. So, but you like music?
Yeah.
How about in art? Do you like to make pictures or what are some of your favorite things to do in the world of art?
I like to draw pictures.
What do you normally draw pictures of?
Like robots and dragons.
Excellent. Have you ever made up your own robots that do things that you want them to do? Like, have you come up with some ideas for what a robot could do?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me?
They're just going pictures, but they're like, I made a warbots.
Warbots. And what do they do?
It has like a sword and a gun and missiles.
Better robots than people doing that, I think. What did it look like?
Like, it has, like, a thing that goes like this.
Like a little antenna or, like, a rotating arm?
Yeah, and then like, the bottom of it doesn't have legs. It, like, rotates like this.
Oh, I see. So it sort of sweeps through a circular kind of area as it rotates. Cool. What are your favorite? You mentioned you like music a lot and art and gym, you mentioned too. Do you have sports that you like?
No, not. Yeah, just one, basketball.
Ah, very good. Well, let's meet your big brother, whose name is John Philip. How did I do? Is it Yonan?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Excellent. It's nice to meet you. Come a little bit closer. Tell me about yourself and what got you involved in the program.
I grew up as an only child, and I've always wanted to have, like, a little sibling to inspire of some sorts, and during my mid-20s, I kind of realized the essence of community and how to inspire other people, and it's, like, our responsibility, I would say. And so I wanted to be a part of someone's life, and Big Brothers Big Sisters always stood out.
Yeah. Well, that's terrific. How long have you two been together?
Was it 3 years?
Wow.
Three years.
Yeah. Now, I noticed the two of you doing cartwheels out there, and I was pretty impressed with those cartwheels. Do you guys like to play sports together or, you know, do physical type stuff?
We do. We do random things. There are times we just have, like, races randomly in the middle of the street or, you know, just do cartwheels randomly in different places, and it's just fun. I almost feel like I haven't grown up yet.
Who wins those races, Jamar? Do you ever win?
No.
I never let him win.
He's got the advantage with your legs. He's got longer legs, so he's going to get a little bit better. We're going to bring Cheryl into the picture as soon as I'm going to fix your microphone. There we go. That's a little better. How are you? This is Cheryl Jones from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. This match has to make you really happy.
Yes, they are quite impressive.
They are.
And not just in their attire. They've been together for 3 years, and from what I gather, have had some really good experiences
together. Yes, so John Phillip is wearing a natty blue blazer with a fashionable tie and a blue handkerchief. And he's not at all overshadowing Jamar, who has a gray pinstripe jacket, light blue shirt, no tie, but I kind of appreciate that. I sort of am tired of wearing ties. I've decided I've worn enough ties for my lifetime. But do you like wearing nice clothes? Do you guys ever shop for clothes?
No.
No? He's usually pretty well-dressed. He's always coordinating something.
Yeah, you're extremely well-dressed. Who else is in your family, Jamar?
Oh, my mom, my two sisters, and my two fish.
You've got two fish. What are their names?
Mike and Ike.
Mike and Ike.
I don't know about your fish.
How long have you had them?
Like, I had them last year.
Excellent. And what are your sisters' names?
Anasia and May.
Are they younger or older than you?
Older.
It must be nice to have a guy as, you know, a brother in your family, somebody that you can hang out with. What do you like about having John Phillip around?
Like, we get to go a lot of places.
Like where?
Like to his gym and like to like Kennywood or something like that. Close.
You went to Kennywood together. What are some of your favorite things to do there?
I like to go on the Aero 360, but that was just once. The Phantom Revenge, the Jackrabbit.
That's one I like. That's the first one you've mentioned. The other rides I'm afraid of, but I like the Jackrabbit.
And Skyrocket.
I haven't been on that one. I love what the Jackrabbit does as you go over that little hop.
That one dip, yeah, that's
great.
And
that ride was around when I was your age, but I was afraid to go on it when I was your age. You're pretty fearless in terms of what you're able to do. So, Jamar, you mentioned John Phillips' gym. What's it like there?
It's like he has a lot of space to do a lot of things in. Like, he could actually bring a lot of people in. And, like, have fun, like, and he has a lot of stuff to do, like, work out and stuff.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So your life has changed dramatically in the last 3 years, I would imagine, John Phillip. Can you, you mentioned, you know, the circle of community service, but also, I'm sure your perspective's changed a lot. Can you share a little bit about that?
Oh, man, I can't tell you. Whenever I first started, you know, being Jamar's big brother, just getting the hang of what you're supposed to tell a kid, or, you know, how you're supposed to guide them. And I would, like, look back on how my dad was with me and in certain situations and just try to do that with him as well. And I try to expose him to a lot of things, especially whenever I take him along to work with me. He would be around different clients of different walks of life, and he would know how to interact with them. And even just exposing him to different types of food and different types of events that he normally wouldn't have done at his age.
I'm curious, Jamar, do you remember a time when you and John Phillip just couldn't stop laughing because of something that happened? Do you ever get silly?
That's a hard one.
And I'll ask John Philip the same question.
There's a lot of things. There's one I just think it's...
A lot of things that make you guys laugh?
That's usually all the time.
Because you looked like you were having a ball out there. It looked like you were doing some ninja moves and some cartwheels out there in the main theater that I could see beyond the glass here. It looked like you were having a ball. We were spying on you.
We didn't even realize you were looking. Like, oh.
John Philip is a personal trainer, and you own your business, right?
Right.
And we were talking off the air about that. And it strikes me you've got an extremely busy life and schedule, because running a business is hardly a job that you can, you know, pigeonhole in one part of your life. And you also have to accommodate a lot of people and their various hours. Yet, you've got time for Jamar. And
right.
I'm curious how you've been able to make that possible. And there might be people listening who are wondering, how can I do this?
Right.
And do you have any advice or any thoughts about that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, he and his family are very understanding of my schedule. And I remember when I first signed up, there was like a certain amount of time that you're supposed to spend, a month or something. But as we went on and my business got a little busier, I would actually allot like a weekend where we would even just spend 6 to 8 hours together and just have a day together. And I try as much as possible to see him at least twice a month and get together. One thing I think I would love to change about it is I would like to allot like a certain time just to call and talk on the phone. And we very rarely get to do that. We just get it all out whenever we see each other. Those few times.
Well, and all families are like that. I just talked to my brother. I didn't even talk to him. I posted something on his Facebook page. And he and I haven't talked to each other in a couple months, but he posted something that I wanted to respond to. It's hard to find time.
Right.
Sometimes. So, Jamar, would you recommend like this program, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, to other kids that might want to get involved?
Yep.
And what do you think are the three best things about it?
That you get to have fun and, that you, you get to go places and do a lot of things.
Fun, places, and things. That's a good summary of all those things. I've got a couple presents for you. I have a radio broadcasting patch. In fact, I have to give one to both of you.
That's a great patch.
We usually don't give one to the big, but because you two are so stylish, I want to be sure you each have one. And I also have a pass to the Children's Museum that you can use today or any time in the months ahead. And I have an official Saturday Light Brigade pencil, unsharpened for your convenience. It will be sharpenable once you get it home, though. And you can use it. That way it won't break while you're here. But it's really wonderful to have you guys here. I want to talk to Cheryl for a moment, and then we'll come back to you. Cheryl, anything new at Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Well, actually, we just in August started a new initiative called Start Up Something, which was sponsored by the Sprout Fund. And it's getting our bigs and littles that are 12 and older, the littles that are 12, to work with some of the startup companies in Pittsburgh. And get him to see, you know, that these guys are women that had an idea and how to make it come to fruition. And it just takes some stick-to-itiveness and some support, which kind of mirrors what Big Brothers, Big Sisters is all about.
That's so a great program.
It just started, and we're excited about it.
Well, and I remember when you were developing that
yep.
program, reading a plan
yep.
for it, and what a great idea. Mm-hmm. If we can help any mm-hmm. in any way in that, mm-hmm. we can talk about
yep.
how, you know, we grew a nonprofit
mm-hmm.
in this way.
Yep. That's might follow you up on that.
We would absolutely, mm-hmm. I would love to do
okay.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And still, I imagine there's room for more kids, right?
Yes, we're always looking for more children as well as volunteers. Girls, we have a need for, because we have a lot more big sisters waiting to be matched, and we're also looking for big brothers because we have more little brothers waiting to be matched. So if people have been listening to these guys to see hear about the fun that they've had and the impact it can have on their lives, we encourage them to give us a call and get started. So.
And I've been here long enough or have interacted with Cheryl and others from Big Brothers Big Sisters. This is, you know, there are plenty of little brothers and sisters that have moms and dads, mm-hmm. That have brothers and sisters, but it's the fun of having another person in your life to hang out with. Mm-hmm. It's a program really intended for everybody. And in John Phillips' case, I've met folks who I suspect are younger than him, as well as folks who I suspect are older than him. Yep. I'm saying that because I don't know anybody's exact age. But also, you can be a big couple.
Yes.
So I don't want you to think of this as a program that's limited to specific types of people. It's really here for everybody. And based on my observations, it's one of the most rewarding things you're able to do. What's the best way to get engaged?
You can visit our website at www.bbbspgh.org, and there's all sorts of information on there, and you can apply online, or you can give us a call at 412-363-6100, and we'll be happy to answer any questions and get you started in the process.
So Jamar and John Phillip, anything else that you would like to add as we get ready to close?
Anything else?
Jamar, yes?
I have a lot of games.
Yep. Yeah, what?
You have a lot of games? What are some of the games you have?
Gears of War, Gears of War 2, and Gears of War 3. That's for the Xbox. And Wipeout for the Wii. What else? Oh, yeah, I have a Spider-Man game for the Xbox.
Excellent. I have Tag, Hide and Seek, and Tic-Tac-Toe. They're all for the yard or for the paper, those operating systems.
It's reality.
Yeah. I don't have any. Actually, no, I don't have a game system.
We should go to that drum circle today.
There you go. Actually, that's a great. I mentioned Society for Contemporary mm-hmm. Craft, and there's no admission to that facility, so it's a good one to take people to. Anything else you wanted to add, John Phillip?
This is definitely something that everyone should get into at some point in their lives, just to help out and be a part of it. You know, it's important for us.
Well, thanks to you two for being here, and congratulations on an outstanding relationship. Cheryl, anything else we should mention?
No, I just want to thank you once again for letting us showcase our matches. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, and Jamar's going to get the last word.
Marvin!
Thanks for being here. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, bbbspittsburgh.org.